Hi, I'm Amy Halloran, here with another Food Diary on WOOC. With me today, I've got new Sanctuary interns, Chris and Amari. Thanks for joining.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks.
Sure. Amari, what's your last name?
Allen.
And Chris?
Michaels.
Michael. Awesome. So we want to talk today about Stewart's and grocery shopping because we had a Stewart's close nearby, and that's going to affect what's going on here. So I want some sort of person on the street reflections about what Stewart's mean in everyday eating in Troy. Amari? Okay.
So I felt Stewart's, it was like a cheap way of getting food. And, like, a lot of people that live in this area may have needed that instead of, they have, like, transportation to go somewhere further to, like, provide food for their family. So this was, like, a source for them that was very much needed.
Right. And where people could get, let's just describe Stewart's in case somebody's listening far away and they don't know, that Stewart's is a convenience store, but it started out as a milk store, so you can get milk, eggs, sandwiches, stuff for sandwiches. It's a little grocery store, right? And so what do you, Chris, you said you started to tell me a little bit about this Stewart's in particular.
This, going off with what Amari said, this Stewart's down here in this area, like Glen Ave, the Martin Luther King Apartments in River Street, or a small portion of River Street, they depended on that store because a lot of people didn't have transportation to get to Stewart's on 10th Street or downtown. We're heading out that way down to towards Lansingburg. So they relied on that store. That store helped a lot of people and everything.
And when we're talking about this, so kind of everyday snacks and longer-term groceries too?
Yeah, there's like a breakfast, cereal, milk, or just bread if you didn't have bread. Just like canned foods, just like small groceries that could help pass time by so you wouldn't be hungry. It was just like, it was important, I believe.
Yeah. And so how do you feel about it closing?
I would say I feel sad about it closing because that was a main store to go to, ice cream, baked goods, and other goods that they sold.
Well, my opinion on it, I just moved over here, and when I saw, I was like excited. We have a Stewart's right next door. I have a big family, so it was like, that's great. And then I saw that it closed, so it was kind of hard because if you want something and you don't have, like, your parents are at work and there's like, you can't go to the store because it's closed. So you have to either wait for your parent to get back or call for takeout. It was just much easier if it was open and, like, convenient. Yeah.
So it was a real tool for the community.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. What if we could shake one of those snow domes and make appear whatever we wanted inside that, what kind of grocery store or food outlet could be there? Like, if we could imagine something and say, hey, build this here, what would you guys want to see in that location food-wise?
That's a good question. Chris, do you want to take this one?
Do you wish it just opened up again?
That would be the best idea. If it just
the smartest idea would be to bring that Stewart's back because of all the daily customers and everyone that used that store, it really did save a lot of people's lives in this area.
Mm-hmm.
So that store had a lot of people depending on it.
For their daily bread, their mm-hmm. daily breakfast, all kinds of things like that.
Yeah.
So another one of itself is what would really fill the bill. Yeah.
Yeah. And it's like summertime's coming up and Stewart's has like great ice cream and it's like not there anymore and the ice cream truck comes by but it's not really the same at all.
It's not. Yeah.
So it's heartbreaking not having Stewart's right there. But I'm sure they had their reasons.
Yes. everything happens for a reason or another.
Yeah.
So maybe something interesting in food will happen there.
Hopefully.
What are your favorite non-Stuart places to shop for food?
Well, I love, well, Walmart is great. It has like a variety of everything there. And Price Chopper is like a cheap place for, there's still good products there as well.
Yeah.
But yeah.
How about you, Chris?
Sam's Club.
Yeah. Where you can buy lots of stuff. Yep, yep. That's great.
Just got over 4 pounds of goldfish.
Oh, you won. You won the aquarium full. Mm-hmm. Cool. Well, yeah. Chris and Amari, thanks so much for speaking with me.
Of course.
We'll thanks keep for the sure, and we'll keep the conversation going. Maybe maybe we'll have more news to report on food in this neighborhood.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
This has been Amy Halloran and Chris and Amari here at the Sanctuary talking about food.